Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome to the Cards Cast, the podcast from Cardinal Authority, and I am senior writer Michael McCammon. Kind of a special Friday podcast. Typically, our interview podcasts are on Wednesday, but excited to be able to, the way our schedules worked out, excited to bring on a guest today. The first commitment to the 2022 football recruiting class for Louisville quarterback Caleb Johnson going to be joining us here in just a few minutes on the Cards Cast. Excited to kind of get to know him a little bit better, learn a little bit more about his decision to become a Cardinal, what makes it a quote-unquote dream school for Caleb. And much more, but what's behind his decision, what makes him tick, what Louisville fans can expect to see of him, and those kind of things. So looking forward to chatting with him in just a few moments. And like I mentioned, he is the first commitment and continues to sit as the only commitment in the 2022 recruiting class for Scott Satterfield and his staff as he made his decision on April 24th, a little less than a week ago. And a very solid commitment that it is. Again, he's a dual threat quarterback, 6'2", about 200 pounds. He's just a high three-star recruit, listed as the number 11 dual threat quarterback in the nation by the industry-generated 247 Sports Composite, which lists him as the number 6 overall prospect in the country. He's number 22 overall in Alabama. Again, he's from Pinson, Alabama, which is northeast of about, 20 to 30 minutes northeast of Birmingham. So just an easy drive from here to there. It plays for Clay Chalkville High School, a dominant program in that area, and really put up some huge numbers last year. You look at what he's able to do, and again, a dual threat quarterback. Last year, he threw for just about 2,500 yards and 25 touchdowns. He went over, total yards, throwing and running. So about 600 yards running on the ground, added, I think, another 6 touchdown with his legs. So it's a guy that can hurt you through the air and hurt you with his legs as well. Had plenty of coverage when he committed to Louisville. And I recommend checking it out. I'll have it linked here in the podcast where you can go check out his profile and some of the content that was provided at that point, including a great deep dive evaluation by 247 Sports regional recruiting analyst Clint Brewster. Recommend going and checking that out as well. But it certainly, his commitment certainly fills a need that's in this class. And we had a chance to chat with University of Louisville head coach Scott Satterfield earlier this week. And he touched base on their recruiting efforts for this current recruiting cycle for this 2022 class. And as we've discussed and reported on at Cardinal Authority, plenty of times, this is going to be a smaller class. Scott Satterfield explained, that it could be 10 to 12. They're looking at right now 10 to 12 scholarships available for this class. So they're being a little bit more picky. They're taking their time. But as he said, they're very active in the recruiting cycle right now. With in-person recruiting now kicking off again, finally, after over a year since the pandemic started, kids and coaches are going to be able to get together in person for the first time starting in June. And what that means is they're going to be having some camps. I think they've got five camps, scheduled at the moment, a number of, I think four one-day skill camps, and then they have a lineman's camp, an O-line, D-line camp as well. And they're going to host a number of official visits as we're continuing to report on those as they become cemented in stone when, who's coming when, what weekend and stuff. And they're really gearing up to have primarily two main official visit weekends, the second weekend in June and the third weekend in June. We've confirmed a number of guys that are going to be coming in for visits both of those weekends. They'll also have others in the final weekend of June, but at this point, that's looking like a much smaller number. They're hoping to get 10, maybe a dozen kids, for those two main official visit weekends. Some of the guys already slated to visit, Popeye Williams, he's a guy that's picked up some crystal balls towards Louisville. Going to be making his announcement here soon. He's going to be visiting June 11th that weekend, along with a tremendous safety out of Tallahassee, Trey Donaldson. He's going to be here. Offensive lineman Isaiah Reeds is another one. Another safety, Jordan Allen, big-time safety, is going to be in as well. So you can keep track of those as they continue to be cemented for those weekends here at Cardinal Authority. And, of course, on the Insiders Forum, we'll keep you up to date as well. Do want to get to bring on our guest, Caleb Johnson, quarterback at Caleb Johnson, joining us here on the Cardscast. Before we do that, though, want to remind you that if you're on Facebook, and I know many of you are, go on there, search Cardinal Authority, find us. Won't be difficult to do. And give us a like, give us a follow. And what that does is that's going to now put the content that we throw on Facebook into your feed. So you're going to see all of the, the official visit news, the commitment news, team news, team scoops, whatever the case may be, all that's going to come running through your news feed, as well as some great content from our national desk regarding, the Cardinals, the NFL draft, happenings around the ACC, the Cardinals in the pros, whether it be Major League Baseball, Nick Solak just is blazing right now, Will Smith, whatever the case, Donovan Mitchell in the NBA, number of guys in the NFL, of course, Lamar Jackson, all that kind of stuff is going to come scrolling through your news feed, and that way you'll make sure it's one of the many different tools that you can make sure that you've got all the most in-depth Louisville coverage right at your fingertips. Also, when you're at cardinalauthority.com, make sure give us a follow, or make sure you sign up for our newsletter and the breaking news text alerts. We only send those, the text alerts, when there's commitments and the like. So we won't flood your phone with text alerts, only when it is worthy breaking news.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Excited to bring on Caleb Johnson here on the Cards Cast. The first commitment in Louisville's 2022 recruiting class. Quarterback out of Pinson, Alabama, which is just a little northeast from Birmingham. Clay Chalkville quarterback. Fantastic season as a junior. Threw for nearly 2,500 yards, over 3,000 all-purpose yards. Yeah, a guy that can do it with his arm and his legs. Appreciate you joining us, Caleb.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Glad we could work it out. I want to kind of let's start our discussion, basically, from the beginning of the recruiting process. Louisville was a school that expressed early interest in you. You expressed quite an interest back in them. How did that relationship build and then kind of progress to the point to where you made a commitment?
Yes, sir. We had a great relationship to start off, and I had waited because I was going to commit at first, but I had to wait it out. I didn't want to rush anything, but I'm glad I didn't, because I feel like we built a better relationship than what we had. It was just we just kept on building on that relationship. We started watching more game film. We're going over the playbook and things of that nature. And it was just a really good fit for me.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, you were initially going to make a decision. I think it was like February 20th And even at that point, you know, most people were like, hey, it's going to be Louisville. It's going to be Louisville. And then you did decide to, I guess, hold off, you know, until just here, just a few days ago. It sounds like he has kind of more dove into make sure that, you know, both Louisville and you were a fit for each other.
Yes, sir. No doubt. Yes, sir.
When you're going through that kind of video, what are those discussions like when you're talking with the coaches and seeing what the offense is going to be like? What are you guys talking about when you're looking at that?
He just tell me what I'll do and how I'll be a perfect fit for that type of offense, and we'll go over different concepts and look at different defenses.
Now, we can hear the term perfect fit, but from your perspective, how would you describe yourself as a player? What makes you a perfect fit for Scott Satterfield's offense?
Just a dual threat quarterback who stays in the pocket only when they have to, who can make all the throws, and who can use their legs only when they have to.
Gotcha. And, you know, Pete Thomas, quarterback coach, what's the bond between you two like?
Oh, man, it's a great bond. I like Coach Satterfield as a coach, but him and Coach Thomas, they're great coaches and great people, you know?
Yeah. What is Coach Thomas? What kind of things is he, you know, when you guys talk about, you know, what's he want you to work on or you know, what's, I guess, kind of interest is he showing you about what you can do both on the field and off the field?
You know, he told me I can work on my flexibility. That's the main thing I'm working on this spring, just get more flexible, and I can just max out every part of my game, really, to make me the better quarterback.
Nice. Again, we're joined by Caleb Johnson, Louisville's first commitment in the 2022 recruiting class here on the Cards Cast. Let's talk about that a little bit. I mean, it's, you know, if I'm imagining myself as a college coach, you know, getting that first commitment, there's got to be some nerves. We've got to get the right guy. And you want to get off the snide and get your first one. But it's, being a quarterback, that's kind of cool because, you know, you're kind of the leader of the team, especially the offense. Do you foresee a bit of a role now going forward as being a guy in the class?
Yes, sir, for sure.
Have you thought about, you know, what you got, you know, what you might do as far as helping recruit? What would you say to other guys, you know, that might show interest in Louisville?
Yes, sir. I'll hit them in their DM, tell them, you know, L's up, try to make them come because, you know, I want to have the best 2022 recruiting class.
You know, right after you committed, one of the network, 247 Sports Network's analyst, Clint Brewster, did a deep dive evaluation of you. And one of the things that he said about the way you play that kind of jumped off at me and stood out was he said that when you're throwing the ball, you do so with courage and aggressiveness. What do you think he means by that when he says when you're throwing the ball, that you do it with courage and aggressiveness? What's that mean?
I'm guessing he means I throw it with a lot of power and accuracy.
Yeah, I mean, because when I'm looking at your tape, you know, that's kind of what comes across. I mean, it looks like you've got the confidence to throw it deep, whether you're standing in the pocket, whether you're on the run, you know, and you pretty much putting it on the numbers.
Yes, sir, no doubt. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. When you're in those game situations, obviously you're a dual threat quarterback. When do you know, okay, I still have the confidence to stick in the pocket or let me roll out and continue to look at my options in the passing game versus, okay, I need to take off and create something with my legs? How do you know when to make that decision?
When I know my third read's broken down, that's about when I know it's time to take off and run, you know. After that third read, if I don't see anything open, I just use my legs to get that first down.
And once you get moving, is it something that you love? I mean, it looks, you know, whenever I watch dual threat quarterbacks, whether it be Lamar Jackson, you know, Malik Cunningham at Louisville right now, or whoever the case may be, once you get out on that field, it looks like a blast. It looks like the quarterbacks are just able to kind of show some creativity.
Yes, sir. No doubt.
How would you describe your running style?
I feel like I have a 50-50 with power and finesse running style.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So are you, you know, confident enough to kind of go at people, you know, or do you like to dance around and make a miss? How would you describe that?
You know, it depends. If I see somebody, if I got to get that first down and game on the line, you know, I'm for sure running over somebody to get that first down.
Now, one of the things you said when you committed to Louisville, that Louisville was a dream school. How does a kid from the Birmingham area, how does Louisville become a dream school for you?
Just watching Teddy Bridgewater and because I grew up a basketball fan as well. I played basketball, and I like Terry Rozier at that point guard position. Lamar Jackson, of course. And I just really fell in love with just Louisville sports.
Nice. Ever make it up to Louisville? Have you experienced being in Louisville at all, or do you have a visit set up or anything yet?
No, sir, I haven't. But I have a official visit it's June 11th through 13th.
Yeah. What kind of things are you looking for when you do make a visit?
Just the campus. I'm looking forward to viewing the campus and just looking at the facilities.
Gotcha. You mentioned you play basketball. How does playing basketball help you on the football field?
It gives me that athletic ability, you know. It gives me that finesse because, you know, I got power and finesse, so it gives me, like, juke moves and things of that nature.
What spot do you play on the basketball team?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
What position do you play in basketball?
I play point guard and shooting guard.
Nice. Do you prefer, you know, one or the other? Do you like controlling the – imagine as a quarterback, you probably love the point guard spot.
Oh, yes, sir, for sure. I love the point guard spot.
You know, talk about the responsibilities, you know, from that. Obviously, when you're playing quarterback, point guard, you know, either one of those two spots, you know, not only are you, you know, you're responsible for a lot of things, but you're also leaned on for leadership, kind of like, hey, this is the team, get out there and direct these guys. Talk about the importance of that in your role.
Oh, yeah, the point guard and quarterback position are big because, you know, everybody looks at you when things going bad, and everybody blames you when things going wrong, and everybody looks at you when things going good. So it's the biggest leadership position for sure.
Again, joining us here on the Cards Cast, the first commitment for Louisville football in the 2022 class, Caleb Johnson, out of Clay Chalkville, Pinson, Alabama, which is, you know, in the Birmingham area. Tell me a little bit what you're like off the field. I mean, what kind of things do you get into? Are you like a video game guy, or are you kind of do you like to hang out at the gym and work on that kind of stuff? What kind of stuff do you do when you're not on the field or the court?
When I'm not training or anything, I just like to chill and hang out with my family and my receivers and my old linemen.
Nice. How important is it to have a good relationship with the old linemen?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. They protect you, so got to hang out with those guys.
That's right. And your family, you mentioned that is you know, are you the first athlete in your family? Is it running the family? Tell me a little bit about that.
My sister plays basketball. She plays collegiate basketball at Andalusia. And my dad played football. He played running back.
Awesome. You know, so it's kind of running in the family a little bit.
Yes, sir.
With your dad's experience, does he kind of give you, you know, pointers or how, you know, what's that bond like?
He was my
What's that?
Yes, sir. He was my first coach. You know, he's the one who put the ball in my hand.
Nice. That's you know, it's a pretty cool, you know, experience when you get to share that with family members. Before I let you go, just about ready to start right now, I guess in about 20 minutes, is the 2021 NFL draft. Are you going to be watching it? What do you think when you see the draft happening? Does that click a dream in your mind?
Oh, yes, sir. No doubt. I've been dreaming that dream since I was 5 years old, you know, so I'm very excited.
You got a favorite team?
Now I'm more of a players person.
Oh, yeah. Who, put from that perspective, is there a quarterback in the NFL that you kind of, you know, try to mold your game after, or you, you know, kind of be like?
No, sir. I just want to be the best Caleb Johnson I can be. But I like Patrick Mahomes' game. I like Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson. I like those guys.
Nice. I like the confidence and the determination to build your own name. That's huge.
Yes, sir.
Now, you mentioned you're going to be making an official visit to Louisville June 11th through 13th. I know other schools are still starting, you know, are going to continue to recruit you. They will until you sign the paper. I mean, that's just part of recruiting. Do you plan on taking other visits to other schools to check them out, or what's your thought there?
No, sir. No other visits.
So you're pretty locked in.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. 100%.
That's awesome. Before I let you go, tell me, I guess, a little bit more. You said you like Coach Satterfield. What's that? How's that relationship grown, I guess, over the last few months? What do you guys talk about when you get together?
You know, we go over a lot of football film and game film and down the playbook. And I really have confidence in them and those guys coaching me because they're not only coaches, but they actually play quarterback, so they can relate on everything, really.
Yeah, that's big. Last question then. When you do get to Louisville, once you're wearing the red and black, and that time comes where the coach says, all right, Caleb, get in. You know, what's going through your mind? What can Louisville fans expect to see from you?
I'm going to have extreme confidence. I'm going to be ready to ball for sure.
Awesome. Well, hey, man, I appreciate you taking some time with us. It's a pleasure talking to you, and look forward to continue to build a relationship with you. And I'll touch base again once your official visit comes and goes, see how that went for you and stuff like that. But best of luck, and appreciate you joining us here on the Cards Cast.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. Hails up.
Great stuff there by Caleb Johnson. Fantastic interview. Appreciate him, again, taking some time to join us here on the Cards Cast. Again, a special Friday edition of the Cards Cast because of the way the schedule's worked out. Really liked some of his responses, including what he said about thinking about the NFL draft as we're going through the NFL draft this weekend. Should see some Cardinals hearing their names on Friday and Saturday, knocking on wood for those guys, and looking forward to tracking their careers in the NFL. And again, Caleb Johnson, currently the only member of the 2022 recruiting class. Could that change here pretty soon? Popeye Williams is going to be making his announcement on Derby Day on Saturday. And we're going to have it all covered here for you at CardinalAuthority.com. Currently has four crystal balls in, with all of them projecting that it's going to be Louisville, including myself, publisher Jody Demling, 247 Sports National Recruiting Analyst Steve Wiltfong has got his crystal ball in for Popeye Williams. So there could be, next time we have there could be another podcast, a special commitment podcast coming on Saturday as well. So keep an eye out as we'll have it again covered here at Cardinal Authority. Again, appreciate Caleb Johnson taking some time out of his busy schedule to join us here on the Cards Cast. And keep clicking at Cardinal Authority as we'll keep you covered with all the recruiting news, team scoops, and more.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.